A journey of love. More than 2,000 years ago, a star appeared in the east. And this star was a beacon and a guide to the newly arrived Messiah. We talked a little bit last week about the biblical account of the star. But despite its brief biblical appearance, it was a star that led people to Jesus. A star that leads us to Jesus this Advent season. So together, we continue to look for the light as we follow the star on this journey. The star signals the brightest love, the love that never gives up, the love that conquers sin and death, the love that surrounds us daily and fills us eternally. It is a perfect love. So as we continue our exploration this morning, let me ask you a few questions. How do you perceive God's love for you? I'll give you a moment to ponder that. How do you feel you need to earn it? Or do you feel you need to earn it? Do you wonder if God's love is meant for you? Do you see the overflow of God's love in your own life? So let's dive a little bit into the love of God. Let's explore a love that caused Him to enter our world through His Son on that first Christmas. A love that was present from the creation of the world is enough for each and every one of us. And it is meant to overflow in our lives. So first of all, love from the start. We often talk about Christmas as the time when love came down. We say God loves entered the world as a baby. Well, all of that's true. But it would be a mistake if we didn't take a longer or larger view, a view back in time to the beginning of the world. The history of our world is a love story from the first day of creation. It is a story of God's love for His people and His plan of redemption to bring us back into a relationship with Him. So you see, God is not some distant uncle who suddenly shows up with a gift nobody knows what to do with. Nor is He a cold and miserably distant figure grudgingly offering us an occasional token. Yeah. Love came crashing into that stable in Bethlehem. But Jesus' birth was the culmination of a long history of love. And His love for us today is not something new. God's love does not depend on us. It's not something we have to earn or perform for. It starts with God, not us. God is love. His love for us was there from the beginning of time and will continue throughout eternity. It's a love worth focusing on. It's a love worth meditating on. It's a love worth basking in. As we go through this season of preparation, love enough? Do you ever have a hard time loving God. I'll give you a moment. Do you ever have a hard time accepting His love for you? Do you ever doubt that His love is enough to cover all? The pain? All of the hurt? All of the selfishness? All of the evil in our world? Or that His love is enough to cover the pain or the hurt in your heart? You see, if we're honest, and I think most of us would have to answer yes to all of those questions. And some of us more than others. Despite what we may know in our heads or believe in our hearts, there is a daily struggle to live in the reality of God's love. It's so different from our own ability to love. It may be vastly different from the love or lack of it that you've experienced in your human relationship and life overall. Let me remind you of some good news this morning. No. Let me remind you of the best news this morning. God loves you. And as somebody tells me every Sunday as they go out through the line, God loves you, she gives me a little peck on the cheek and says, there's nothing you can do about it. Not because of anything you've done or have to do. God loves you purely. He loves you perfectly. He loves you wholly. And He loves you lavishly. You don't have to earn points. You don't have to muster up love from God. He pours out love on us every day. No matter how unlovable or unworthy we feel, He pours out this love unendingly. Think of the Christmas Story character. They didn't fit into the most lovable people box. They were bewildered. They were young. They were nothing more than average. They were an engaged couple. A band of smelly shepherds. And a group of foreign mystics. Where would you fit into this scene on that Bethlehem night? Where do you find yourself now in this season of long, dark, and cold winter nights? No matter where you are on the journey, God's love is for you. It is more vast and perfect than you can ever fully and completely grasp this side of heaven. God's love is deep. God's love is wide. God's love is long and high. And it doesn't change even if our feelings do. Even when we feel distant from God's love, He is there beside us. You can't get away from it. No matter what. The people of Israel must have felt abandoned many, many times. They must have struggled to believe that God still loved them when it took so long for the promise of a Messiah to be fulfilled. Remember Isaiah prophesied the coming of the Messiah? 800 years before the birth. Huh. But even when they grew weary of waiting and questioned God, his love never failed. Even when they wandered the desert, and every time something went wrong, they blamed God. We're hungry, so he gave them manna. This is only enough for one day. They didn't know the wisdom behind God's love. Even when they were in slavery. 400 years. They didn't know God's love was there. Even when they grew weary of waiting and questioned God, his love never failed. It was there all along to carry and sustain him through uncertainty. And in the right timing, God's love delivered its full culmination in the birth and person of Jesus. God made flesh. Jesus was God's love with skin on. Nothing can shake that love. Nothing can ever tear us away from it. And it will never fail us as we wait for Jesus' coming. Figuratively, through the Advent season, and literally until he returns to earth to complete his ultimate work. Love overflows. Does anyone have company coming this Christmas? Parents? Siblings? Aunts? Uncles? Friends? Christmas is a time to be together. But there's the real question, will anyone be sick and tired of their relevance or guess after a short while? Maybe a few hours. Maybe a whole evening. Maybe a few days. It's the very nature of God's unending and unlimited love that it cannot be contained. God doesn't want it to be contained. The Bible tells us to love others, even people whom we seem unlovable. Sometimes the unlovable are the people that are closest to us. They can be the people we truly love most, but who also have the most power to drive us crazy. Or the people to remind us of our weaknesses and even bring up our deepest pain. So on a very practical level, this Advent journey of love is about God's love in us overflowing to others. In reality, that's something we can do. That's something we can do on our own. It must come from the source of love. That doesn't mean it's easy. It doesn't mean that it's easy to love others. God's love is the source that overflows in our life to the people around us. Even that pain in the neck brother-in-law. Or whatever. God's love must overflow from us to all. Hard to do, isn't it? I want us to capture and take away three main things today. First, God is love. And he sent his son as a sacrifice for us. That was Jesus, God's love from the start, and his gift to each and every one of us. Second, we can know and rely on God's love. God's love is enough for us today tomorrow, and always. Third, we love because God first loved us. Wasn't there a child Sunday school song to that effect? Yeah. God's love overflows within us and through us to others. God's love is truly the whole reason we celebrate this season. Let me encourage you to dwell on it. Let me encourage you to abide in it throughout the entire Advent season and beyond. Meditate on it. Let me challenge you to walk in God's love as it penetrates and changes your heart. This journey of love is not simply about words or even the feelings of acceptance. It is also a journey of action and truth. Advent and Christmas can be an easy season to put this love into practice. But as we prepare our hearts for the celebration of Christ's arrival, let us also put into practice his love flowing through us. Will you allow his love to penetrate and overflow your hearts as you abide with the source of all love this Advent season? Will you allow his love to penetrate and overflow your heart as you abide with the source of his love from now on, beyond the season, as we close our celebration of Christmas? Continue your walk with Christ and allow his love to overflow through you in all who you come in contact with. And all of God's children said,
Amen.
Amen. We'll go to communion.